is Ange Code. What's going on? This is Ange Code, episode 21. I am so happy to be back here with y'all. Tonight is a special episode. It's ladies' night. I got three very, very good friends of mine. Two of them are my sorority sisters. The other one is my homie. And they're here to answer some of your questions. Tell them what your Instagram and Twitter handle is. Shayla, hit it.
What's good, everybody? My name is Shayla. You can find me on Instagram at nonchalant. So that's S-H-E-Y-L-A, not an A-Y.
Nonchalant.
Nonchalant.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, but they don't need to know that. People get upset.
Brie, hit it.
Hi, everyone. Again, so on Twitter, I'm at Cora, C-O-R-A, Lael, L-A-E-L, and I'm at Brie _ Lael on Instagram. That's B-R-Y _ L-A-E-L.
It's annoying when people have different Instagram.
I know.
Twitters.
I was hoping you wouldn't say it. I was just like, could she give me a pass? But no.
And we got a very special guest in the building. My sister, Lori. What's good? Tell them about you.
Hey. So my Instagram, my Twitter, everything is Lorelai. That's my brand. So it's L-O-R-A-L-Y-E-E.
Hey, Lorelai. Holla back. So, Lori.
What's
I know
up?
That you are a brand ambassador. You're a model. You've been in magazines. You've been in blogs. You've done it all. Everything.
I'm everywhere. I'm all
yes.
over the place.
What else do you do? Did I miss? I know I probably missed something.
I'm an influencer all together. Like, yes. I do everything. Like, I put my feet into anything that I could put my feet into. Like, if somebody's like, oh, you want to do this? I'm like, sure, let's do
Bang.
It. Stylist. But right now, my new thing
nope.
that I'm doing is I'm a stylist.
Yes. Mm, yes. Cool. Yes. Let's backtrack a little bit. What made you want to get into modeling or like starting your own brand?
So, I have always been like the only plus size girl in my group, like with all my friends, like since I was younger. And I just remember everyone always asking me where I got my clothes from. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go on Instagram and I'm going to start telling people where I get my clothes from so that other plus size women can find clothes that look nice on them.
Yes.
So that's what I started doing. I started just saying, hey, my shirt is from this place. My pants are from this place. And then brands started reaching out to me like, hey, do you want to wear these clothes for free?
Secure the bag. Secure the bag.
But it took a long time. Like, it sounds so fun, but right. in the beginning, like, I had to buy so much clothes so that I could tag those brands, and it cost so much money at first. Right. And now right. it's starting to even out, but it took a while.
Oh my gosh. Yo, so these brands, they send you clothes, and then you, like, at this point, do they send it to you? Do you wear it, or are you still, like, purchasing a lot of that?
So I honestly don't buy clothes anymore. Like, I'm not going to lie. In the past, like, 6 months, I think I've bought, like, one dress. And that was because I really wanted it and I wasn't sponsored.
Wow.
Everything that I own is sponsored.
Honestly, some of the things that you post on Instagram, because like I shuffle between like a large, extra large in like the regular sizes that they have out there, and then I like jump into the plus size sometimes, and I'm like a 1X and some things. So I'd be going on your page and I'd be like, okay, let me figure out where I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna get that. No,
well,
you definitely maybe,
influencer. Actually, I've been trying to work with brands that have straight sizes. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of doing like the opposite now. Like, instead of working with just plus size brands, I'm trying to work with brands that I know have straight sizes, because all the straight size women are asking me like, where do I buy this?
And
I'm like,
gosh.
Okay, well, I'm reaching out and start doing
fire.
That.
Right. Shayla wants a fire.
You always need the fire. I always need the fire.
So now, what made you want to start your own brand? Like, how did Lorelai come about?
So I've always been, as my sisters, you know this, mm-hmm. I've always been a very loud mouth, very like everyone needs to know me kind of person. Like, I've always been popular, but I always wanted people to know my story and to see me. Mm-hmm, I like to be in the spotlight. And so I wanted to create a brand where I am creating a Sasha Fierce of myself. So, you know, Beyonce has Sasha Fierce. So Lorelai is kind of like Lori's Sasha Fierce.
Ooh.
And I wanted to show this other side of me that people weren't seeing, you know, like when they see me, they see the sorority sister, they see all these things, but they don't see like this confident woman that I am. So that's right. Why I wanted to create my own brand.
Yes. Aw, Lori, I'm so proud of you. You want to know something? I don't know if I've ever told you this. Maybe I have. I don't know, but I'm gonna tell everybody. So back in the day when I was at UMass, I went over to New Paltz and I was like fresh, like cross. I was in my sorority, blah, blah, blah. And I go and I visit Lori and a couple other of our sisters. And I'm like putting on clothes or whatever. Like they were going to have a house party. And Lori was like, you know what you need? And I'm like, what? And Lori was like, lipstick. And I was like, no, I don't really wear lipstick. I never wore lipstick. Like I did not wear lipstick. It was not my thing. I felt like it made my mustache look extra strong. Like I was not fucking with lipstick. I felt like it brought way too much attention to my upper lip. So I was like, no, I'm good. No, I'm good. And Lori kept pushing and pushing. She's like, no, wear a lipstick, wear a fucking lipstick. I'm like, okay. Mind you, this was like in 2012, right. Like 5 years ago or four. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, right when I crossed. And then she's like, wear a lipstick, whatever. She convinced me. And she gave me this bright ass, neon ass, pink ass shocking lipstick.
Yo, shocking ass pink. Candy Yum Yum. Remember Candy Yum Yum?
Candy Yum Yum from Mac, bitches. Candy Yum Yum on my lips. And it was popping. I got so many compliments that night. People were over here.
I just do this.
Yo. My lip game is strong. Everyone thought my shit was strong. Yo. And everybody was like, yo, your lipstick is popping. Where'd you get it? I'm like, yo, people are really into lipstick. So after that, when Lori made me wear that lipstick that night, ever since then, I started wearing lipstick. For real talk, you inspired me to wear lipstick. My logo has lipstick on it, and partly it's because of you.
Well, that's why I started what I do, because I feel like so many women have potential to just be themselves and to let it all out. And I feel like there's so many, you just need that extra push. Like, you just need that extra push to be like, yes, those shorts look good on you, or that dress looks good on you.
Yes,
you
bitch, know, rock that lipstick.
All day.
Some of the girls think it's annoying. Like, I'm on group chats, like, sending outfits all day. They're like, all right, Lori, let's talk about something else.
LOL, no.
Yeah, I know. And so what made you want to get into styling? So at the same time, like, that kind of shifted you into being a stylist now.
Right. Because, like, I was so, like, always talking about myself. And I was always posting pictures of myself. And I realized that the reason why I started is to inspire women. So I kept having photo shoots. I kept doing all this. And I'm like, what's next for me? And that's what's next for me. Like, I really want to dress women up, have photo shoots with them.
Yes.
And just feel just as confident as I do. Because I always get these comments like, oh, I wish I could be like you. Or I wish I could
wear this.
And I want them to do that. Like, I feel like there's room for all of us to be perfect and amazing. And so, yeah.
She's such a princess. That was a bar. There's room for us to all be amazing. Yeah. I say this to influencers all the time.
Because there's always competition. Like, there's room for all of us to be amazing. There's room for all of us to grow. Like, there's enough room for all of us. A brand isn't going to sit there and be like, I only want to work with one girl. They want to work with all of us. And none of us look the same anyway, right?
Mm. She's fucking spitting bars. Yeah. Lori, drop the mic. Wow. So, Lori, when I never asked you in the beginning, what year, like, when did this start? How long did it take you to get to where you're at now? Like, being sponsored, being in magazines, being in blogs, like, how long did it take you? Because I know there's a couple of the questions that were submitted were here, sure. Like, want to know that.
So I honestly started like about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I started just taking pictures like with my phone, and I got into a car accident and it stopped me for a while. So I have to say that I've been doing it for straight like sponsors getting paid for a year.
Wow. Cool. Okay. So started 2 years ago, but you've been getting paid for a year.
Yes.
Popping.
And
bounce back from the car accident.
Yes. That bounce back. Are you good now though? Everything's good.
Yeah, I'm okay, good. I have a scar. Well, you can't
scars
really
are
see
cool
it,
though.
Besides that, I'm great.
Good.
Yay. I just love
healthy,
scars.
You good. So I know that you got some colds, baby. Some colds. Some shopping colds. So what I want you to do throughout this episode, Lori, you're gonna drop colds. of places that all right, people, can you do that? Is that legal? That's good, right?
Yeah, I got you. I can do that. My Fashion Nova code is XXLoriXX.
Oh, y'all better write that. I'm going to give you a second. Everybody wears Fashion Take Nova. Out the notepad. Yeah, everyone's on Fashion Nova. They're lit, though.
All right, I got you.
But okay, ready? Put it. Are you ready? You got the pen or you got the notepad on the app out? Okay, here it goes. Lori, hit it.
All right. Fashion Nova is XXLoriXX.
Okay, that's it. That's the only one you're saying right now. And then
be like Lori Easter with eggs. The I or with the Y?
Lori with the I. So L-O-R-I.
Okay, Fashion Nova. And you're going to get a little discount. Holla.
Fashion Nova is one of my favorites right now. They pop in.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Their jeans look really good.
Yo. They are, and they fit so flavor. Well. Like, honestly, yes. Cardi B is always talking about their jeans, but it's real, though. Yeah. Like,
facts.
They're pop.
Facts. So, all right. So, we are actually, you know what? No, I had one more question because so many were submitted for you. Shout out to your fans that I'm going to ask instead of asking it throughout like the anonymous question part. It's a good question to ask right now. What is coming up next for you? So you said like styling. Mm-hmm. What's like your dream? What do you want to what's your goal right now?
That's a good question. I've honestly been thinking about that every single day for the longest. I would have to say that I really want to start my own brands, but that just takes so much work.
Right, work.
But that's where I'm at right now. I'm networking to start my own brand.
Yes. Ooh. Tell them one more time your Instagram, your Twitter. Hit them with that.
My Instagram, my Twitter is Lorelei, L-O-R-A-L-Y-E-E.
It's lit. Nice. Make sure you follow her. She be posting the post with the discount code. She got you and inspiring shit.
I got you.
So we're going to start with some anonymous questions that were submitted. There were a handful, not a handful. There were a lot of questions that were submitted. Before I tell you the questions, I'm going to tell you where you can submit them. It's on curiouscat.me/angecode. Curiouscat.me/angecode. So if you want to submit questions for the next episode, y'all can submit them on there. And a quick thing before we start as well, make sure that you use the hashtag angecode, A-N-G-C-O-D-E, on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever, so that I can see what you got to say to us about the shit that we got to say. So use the hashtag A-N-G-C-O-D-E. It kind of goes like a song, you know?
It does.
A-N-G-C-O-D-E.
You need your own fabulous.
I'm popping it, though. I can't.
F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S. I need an angecode one.
A-N-G-C-O-D-E. It's lit. Whatever. Y'all know. Hashtag Ange Code. Use that shit. And let me know what you think. If you think some shit is crazy, say it. If you agree with something, say it. And here we go. So, first question is, okay. Lori, do you ever feel insecure? What do you do when you feel that way?
Okay. So it happens a lot because, you know, I'm constantly seeing pictures of myself every single day. So, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of women don't like taking pictures because it's just you're looking at yourself. Mm-hmm. And so there's many times that I'm looking at pictures and I'm like, wow, you know, I really don't like how I look in that picture. I honestly have been just blocking it out and just thinking about the money. Like, right. I'm getting paid for
yes,
this.
Great, great facts.
That's just how I feel. Like,
secure
I just,
the bag.
I'm like, you know what? I'm getting paid for this. Just fuck it. Just post it.
Yes.
But a nice way of dealing with of being insecure is I talk to people about it. I talk to other influencers. I tell them how I'm feeling. And I try to get reassurance because honestly, for women, compliments make you feel better. But for me, I have my head gets full. Like right, I get right. so happy when people are like, oh, it's okay. And I'm like, you're right. It is okay.
Yes.
But yeah, all I get insecure all the time. I'm normal. Like, yeah, I'm confident, but I'm a woman and we have those moments.
Right. Yep. Facts. And I feel like even the people that think like people that you look up to that are the most you think are the most confident women in the world, like they have their insecurities too. Like I'm sure like our favorite celebrities have some insecurities.
Of course. None of us are perfect. And one of the people that I look up to the most is Tess Holliday. She's like a plus size model and she always talks about her anxiety. She talks about her being insecure. And that's something that I want to do more. I want to talk about the times that I'm not feeling pretty and the times that I'm being anxious about meeting people. You know, we're not perfect. We're humans. And right. So that's something I want to bring and do more.
Yes, yes.
I think we should take the word insecure out the dictionary. I think it's stupid.
But on the show, it's so good.
Yeah, the show's very good.
Yeah, the that show. That last Issa, season. They're doing season 3. Episode. News for y'all. They started recording season 3 of Insecure.
Yeah.
Oh, but shout out to Cisco for last episode. Didn't he say it's hard to live up to the Instagram hype? That people are real behind that stuff. Was that Cisco?
Yeah. Shout out to Cisco on the last episode.
Episode
20. Cisco was also asked because he be representing and people think that he's super confident and all this stuff. And he went off and basically said, like, he's insecure too. He's a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, men and women, both. So it's cool. It's cool. We all got insecurities. You just got to own that shit. Rock it. Right. Rock it.
Every piece.
Next question. So, since everybody is on Twitter, I'm ask Bree. Hmm? I'm ask you this.
Okay.
Since everybody can chime in, whatever. Since everybody's on Twitter like it's the streets, is Twitter an official, unofficial dating site? Is it okay to date off Twitter if you've been talking in the DMs for a minute?
This sounds like a weirdo.
I mean,
Bree, move up.
I think
so. I can see you.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
Like move your actual chair.
What do you?
Yeah, I want to see your face.
So I think every social media platform tends to be kind of like a dating site for people these days. Honestly,
and GroupMe.
GroupMe really does
y'all getting
things.
It popping over there?
GroupMe really does things.
How?
GroupMe be getting on and popping.
My sorority sister. So one of our sisters actually got married from meeting somebody.
Wow.
Facts.
Lynette is over in California living her best life
with her husband.
So like anytime you have an opportunity to meet a bunch of people, you have an opportunity to network, is an opportunity to find the person that like clicks right with you, who feels honestly your energy. I think the thing about Twitter that I really enjoy is that people are really real on Twitter.
Yo, Twitter is raw. They should just be called fucking uncensored.com because people are so raw on really Twitter.
I feel like I'm very different on Twitter than I am everywhere else. I think I'm very much more explicit about where, like, what I'm moving in right now. It's funny because Lorelai, you said that that's like your Sasha Fierce in kind of the spiritual realm and the spiritual space that I kind of move in right now. I basically have a second name that I've adopted, and the name is Cora. That's where my Twitter name comes from.
Like your Sasha Fierce.
It's like my spiritual Sasha Fierce, basically. And so people who are in this space, who are in the kind of the spiritual Twitter and the spiritual group me and kind of stuff like that, like my name is Cora. Like many people don't even know my name is Brianna, you know? And on Twitter, I'm very much more explicit about that world that I'm in. So I think that a lot of people use Twitter with that same freedom. Like, I can be who I really am. I can really talk about what I'm thinking about on Twitter. It's something about that 140 character count. Is it 140 or 160?
It used to be 140, but now it's like they added a bunch of characters. So now it's like 240. People used to think it was stupid. It's something about those characters. That shit.
Something about Twitter is super real.
Let me tell you something. I've been having Twitter since I tweeted this the other day. I've been having Twitter since Jamie Foxx was on BET and he said, follow me on Twitter. And I was like, what the fuck? Why are celebrities saying follow me on Twitter? What the fuck is Twitter?
Fabulous told me to make a Twitter, so I did.
Yes, honestly, yes. And I hopped on Twitter, and that shit was on and popping. I had thousands of followers, but then I deleted it.
Damn, you always delete it.
I know, yeah. And then I made another one, but it was lit. Twitter is where it's at.
I think Twitter is like a big group me of all your friends.
Like, and people you don't even know. I be dating people in different fucking states. Kidding. They're not my boyfriend.
Like Ange Code.
Nor are we messing around. Like, no, it's not like that. But like, you have like pretend. No, you have like pretend, like, you know, these people on Twitter that you just rock with heavy and you don't even know them. I got a best friend in fucking New Mexico. Got a fucking what? Yeah, just like people you don't. Yeah, no, dead ass. Twitter's where it's at.
Yeah,
Twitter's popping.
I don't know why you thought I would be good for that question, because I don't be talking to nobody. Stay out of my DMs. Stay out of my DMs.
I've been retweeting the shit out of you, Bree. So yeah, you're a good tweeter.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, my DMs are broken for all purposes other than
my
like,
DMs are open.
Not broken.
Closed.
Yeah. Not with the shit.
Under construction, unless it's a business proposition. You got some spiritual resources.
open.
You got the flashes on. Come through.
Slide in there. Shoot your shot. 2018. Here we go. So now,
not in my house. Goodness. No, no, no.
Next question. Come on in. You know, just slide up in my DMs. We could talk.
Make yourself at home,
but I've been giving people a hard time in my. I've been giving people a hard time in my DMs. Like, I get really sarcastic. I get mad funny. Like, if you could handle this heat, then I'll give you my phone number.
Then maybe I'll then give you maybe the call.
Maybe. So, all right. Next question. Okay, are you single? So I guess everyone can kind of answer this. Lori, are you single?
I'm obviously happily married.
She looked like a Disney princess. You should look at the pictures.
Yes,
it's so cute.
Happily married. Didn't you just do 1 year?
Yes. 3 days ago, we made 1 year.
Congratulations. That's so beautiful. Special.
And we met on Instagram. He's lit in my DMs. I'm just saying.
What? Success story.
Come on. You let us do all that for him to slide in the DMs?
Y'all better slide in my DMs.
She just dropped that casually.
Y'all better slide in my DMs.
DM success story.
We could get married. We could get married.
You could definitely slide, but I don't know. You might slide right back out.
You might slide back out.
What?
Don't hit me with no eyes emojis, no nothing.
But the eyes kind of is like, I see it. They're so big.
I'll answer.
They're like, I've seen it all.
I'm single AF.
I get at least 10 dick pics a day.
That's disrespectful. It is Women's Month, perro. Hey, yo, 10? You send me one, you're blocked.
No, listen. Blocked. Listen, real talk.
Ladies night. All your friends.
Ladies night, you send me a dick pic when I didn't ask you for it. You send me one dick pic that I didn't ask you for. I'm sending you back a picture of some other dude's dick. Yeah. I promise you. I've sent dude pictures. Have you ever seen those like stock pictures of somebody cutting up a banana?
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I'm like quick to slide I'm that back that. To him. Stay out of my DMs.
Yo, but what if you find up like a man? You don't want nobody to slide in your DMs, free.
I'm unavailable for unintensive purposes right now. Ooh. I am unavailable. Don't slide in my DMs.
Okay. Get out and stay out.
I am available. I'll answer the question. I'm single.
I'm gonna start sending you those pics. And
no,
just send them. Just, you know what you should reply with?
She doesn't need any dinky pics.
All right, show's canceled. We have to go home.
Yeah, nobody else wants to be here.
Respond with at Ange Code when they send you that.
I got you.
You won't do it. You won't do it.
Do it, Lori. Nah, Lori, don't do
it. Send them all to you.
Yo, I'm dead. God. Don't even, no, don't send me the pic. Don't send me the pic. Don't send me the pic. Just reply with my at. That's it.
Okay, I got you.
That's a triage.
Here we go. Next question. How do you know if someone is cheating if they don't have a social media account?
What?
Okay.
That's a very interesting question. My husband doesn't have social media.
Oh,
and
shit. I don't want him to have social media.
I guess it's the way that they act. Like, you could just tell, like, women's intuition, like, they don't need social media. You could just tell the way they move.
Your gut is like 10 on 10 every time.
You can smell it. You can smell it from a mile away. I've caught two dudes cheating.
She has.
I catch them all, motherfucker.
How to catch them all.
I get them all every time.
Now all of them. So how do you feel about that, Lori?
About what? About cheating?
Like, how do you, like, oh, you said it's woman's intuition. That's how you would
Yeah,
know.
It's woman's intuition. I feel like you don't need social media. You don't need to go through their phone. You could just tell, like, the way that they act. Right. The way that, if you bring up, like, something like, oh, you were talking to that girl. The way that they act, even right. if you don't think
they
something's happening.
Wilding.
The way that they interact with you after is the way that you can tell.
Yeah. Facts. You know something? I never, the two times that I caught my Pokemons, I never like sensed that they were doing anything different. Like, I couldn't read that, but the thing that I did sense was like a gut feeling. I don't know. Like, I couldn't pinpoint like a specific action or words that they said, but I just had like a feeling in my gut, and I was like, yo, let me open this door right now. And I just, out the blue, bang. It's like I got a fucking fucking superpower.
Intuition is not
it's
a joke.
It's
never.
Yeah,
you always gotta listen to that thing.
Y'all better not be cheaters. And if you are, you ain't shit.
Right.
Let's see. But honestly, you know what? I'm gonna scroll up to this question because this has to do with this, the one that we just answered. Someone asked me, Angelica, you tweeted this and got a bunch of likes and retweets, but I don't get it. Can you elaborate? And then they copied and pasted my tweet. They said, if you have a significant other and we used to have bomb sex, this is what I tweeted. If you have a significant other and we used to have bomb sex, please do not talk to me if it's more than some high buy shit, LMAO. Like, don't comment on my pics. Don't send me cute, funny memes. Leave me alone because I'll fuck you.
True. She means she's gonna fuck your nigga. Because that sounds like an investigator asked that.
Honestly, I don't know who asked me that. But honestly, like, the reason I say I'll fuck you is because if we had bomb sex, I'm not in a relationship, baby. Like, I can't keep track of when you're in a relationship or not. Like, I'm not stalking your shit to figure out if you got a girl or if you don't got a girl. That's your responsibility. You know if you have a girlfriend or not. So if you flirting with me, if you doing all these things and you got a significant other and I don't know about it, or maybe like I kind of know about it, but y'all be on and off a lot.
I'm gonna
hit that.
Right. I feel like once you
I will hop on that dick.
Especially so, boys, if we have don't bomb shoot sex. Your shot if you got a girl. Nah, we don't bomb, like that.
Bomb sex, like, you don't forget that. You don't forget who you have.
Sex
bomb
flashbacks
sex
are like how you get to
hello
the date.
Oh my god, hello. Sex flashbacks.
Lori, what was you saying?
Come on, we're all having one now.
I'm Lori gonna be quiet for the next 5 minutes.
Lori's been trying to fucking respond for dumb long.
Sorry. I'm like, I feel like once you have sex with someone and you're both single, each other whenever we want. Right. Like, when you're single, of course.
Yeah. Like, hit me up and we gonna fuck.
Yeah.
But it's just like,
a song
me
right
up
there. Hit me
it
up.
Open.
Don't
we
really
fuck
come over here.
Hit me up. We gonna fuck. Hit me up.
You guys can do that?
We gonna fuck. Hit me up.
I posted, what was this on Snapchat? I posted it on Twitter, actually. It was the other day. Let me see if I can find. All right. So the post was
up
about like,
we gonna fuck.
No. I hate you. So the post was basically about like, the thing about intuition is I've always known, like, you know, the concept of soulmates, you know, like I've always known when I'm like talking to somebody who's meant for my soul, I'm ignoring you, seeing somebody, like I can always tell when this person is like my soulmate. I've always been able to tell or whatever. I posted that on Snapchat. I had so many dudes hitting me with the eye emojis off of
about
that
soulmates
replying to, like replying to that snap. I was like, not you.
They're all so arrogant. Like, they swear they're on the track list. Like, you didn't even make it to the track list, bro.
Like, honestly, babe, I barely saved your number.
That's why the property
I barely
thing, like,
had
I get what you're
saved
saying, but I can't ride with that. Definitely some niggas I hit that's never hitting it again.
Honestly,
oh my
fine
gosh.
Ever.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, don't bad call me.
So many of them on
but
the,
if
like,
it's
the
bomb,
body counts, just like, ugh.
But if it's bomb,
no, and you're trash as a person.
If it's bomb.
If you're trash as a person, I'll go on a 3-month hiatus from you, and then we
this
can have
calculate
sex again.
I'm so
Angco, no.
Sorry.
I'm so conflicted.
I'm not
fuck
sorry. Next question. Okay. Oh, this is a good question. Lori, this is for you, because I know you got to go soon. But
no, but I love you.
I guess 10 more minutes.
Yay! Oh, yay. It's like a sleepover, like when your friend's going
to
sit.
Gonna go
ask your mom. Go ask her. No, you ask my mom if you could stay 10 more minutes. So the question is, Lori, how do you feel your brand and purpose is empowering to females? Mind you, please don't slide into this question section and say females. Like, that shit is annoying. Like, I've said this a lot of times. Please do not say females. Say women, not females. Like, there's a difference between saying the word women and the word females. But anyway, I'm going to say the question. I'm going to start over because I got in my feelings really quick. It says, Lori, how do you feel your brand and purpose is empowering to women? I changed the word females that are not plus sized. How do you feel your brand and purpose is empowering to women that are not plus sized? You are all about plus size women, which is great. But what about other body types? I'm not even going to say nothing because that question kind of made me a little bit annoyed. But sorry, go on.
No. Okay. So I get this question a lot. And the reason why I get this question a lot is because when I first started, I was very like, plus size women, like, these are the women that only have curves. Real women have curves, but they have to be plus size. And I started an organization in college called Real, Realistically Embracing All Ladies. And I only had plus size women model for them, for the organization. And people kept coming up to me like, what about me? And at the time, I was like, you know, the whole world is for you. The whole world is dedicated to skinny women in Victoria's Secret, all over the news, all over media. It's all skinny women. So this is our time to shine. So that was my thought when I first started my brand, when I first started all of this. And as time went on, I realized that all women have struggles. We all have insecurities. We all have problems with our bodies. We all have problems with our size, no matter what size it is.
Right.
And so I have come to a point where I'm trying to network with other bloggers and influencers who are not plus size and try to how to unite the gap that's there. But I'm trying. Of course, I'm going to talk a lot about plus size because that's the industry that I'm in. I represent plus size. I'm plus size and I represent plus size clothes. But a way that I'm doing that is I'm working with brands that have straight size so that I could show them. And I'm styling straight size women to show that I can work with all body types.
Yes, here we go. So that's how she's doing her thing to whoever asked that. Okay.
Skinny bitches, sorry, can't have it all.
I'm sorry. There needs to be
there are I've realized that. Because I used to have that mentality of like, nah, fuck skinny bitches. Cause
no, I know. Blah, I see blah, what blah, you're blah, saying. Yeah, but I used far to have that often. Mentality.
But until I lived with my old roommate, she was like actively trying to gain weight. And it was really hard for her. And like people would be like, oh, like eat a sandwich. Oh, you too, Shayla. Yeah, like come on, people would be like, oh, eat a sandwich, blah, blah. And like she would kind of share those struggles with me. And I'd be like, oh, damn. Like I kind of had to take a step back from the whole like being, what's that song called?
Anaconda. Fuck them skinny bitches.
Yeah,
I sing that shit the loudest.
And you skinny?
Yeah, because they be taking all the size fours, and then they want to come up to you talking about, oh, when you're gonna make clothes for me?
Oh, right, come on, right, son. Right.
You know, you should have been able to, you know, flourish with that, bloom with that.
Right. So there was a situation that I just had recently. I was talking to one of my friends, and he was talking about Monique. Remember the comedian Monique?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She used to always talk shit about skinny girls. She used to be like, oh, feed that bitch a hamburger. Mm-hmm. And like, I looked up to her because there was nobody out there that was making fun of skinny girls at the time. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that there is something called skinny privilege. Like, it's There is something called skinny privilege. And so I'm right in the middle
applying to jobs. Sorry, go ahead.
Wait, what? You guys need to school me after this is over.
I got you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Lauren.
I was arguing back and forth with him, and I'm like, you know, there is a thing called skinny privilege. And he set me straight in the beginning. He's like, what about bulimia? What about anorexia? Like, these are women who are struggling with their weight. They're struggling, and they're very skinny, and they have insecurities. And I'm like, but what are they trying not to do? They're not trying to get fat, right? So fat women are already fat, and we're already dealing with those struggles. So I was just trying to go back and forth with it. And so, like I said, I'm right in the middle where I'm trying to embrace and empower everyone. But I also don't want to ignore the fact that I'm plus size, and I want plus size women to have a voice.
Right.
Yes. I'm with that. Bree, what was you going to say? Hit that.
First of all, yeah, body image, body positivity, that applies to everybody. That applies to men and women and of all shapes and sizes, gender fluid people as well. But we have to acknowledge, like, there are levels to everything, kind of in terms of intersectionality, there are levels to everything. And so as much as, yes, there, of course, thin women have their own struggles and their own issues with, like, confidence and body positivity. But we need to understand that skinny shaming is never going to be as amplified across the globe and across the media as fat shaming is. And it's always been incredibly prevalent. And it's been, and even though plus size women make up the majority of this country, we're significantly less likely to be represented. And everybody has something to say when it's like, but what about your health and stuff like that? It never goes in the other direction. If it does, it's significantly less frequently. But, so it's like, I actually saw a post of a friend of some sort the other day. Like, if you make fun of skinny women, or if you ask me, like, if I'm trying to gain weight or whatever, I'm going to call you, like, a fat bitch or something. And I'm just like, that's...
You're literally doing what you don't want someone to do to you. You're doing it to them.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you have to understand when you're... going with the grain. Like, making fun of fat women, making fun of fat people is not, like an unpopular opinion. That's, like, the norm. That is the standard.
Yeah, your mama is so fat.
Right. You're going...
People don't say you are so, like, the skinny jokes come a lot less often than the fat jokes.
Of course. That's what
I've never heard someone make a diss and be like, yo, you're mad skinny. They're going to say thank you. But if you tell someone they're fat, you're not going to say thank you. I mean, I say thank you all the time, but.
Yeah.
So it's just important to acknowledge that while body positivity is something that we should strive for everybody, understanding that fat shaming and skinny shaming is not equivalent. And. Like,
in any sense.
So you have to kind of acknowledge there is skinny privilege. There is a privilege to just existing in your own body and having not everybody have something to say about it. Have people not think that you're irresponsible as a human being, because that's something that is applied to people who are plus size.
Facts.
Like, not having this, like a lot of people have things to say when you are plus size, even though that's the majority of the population. So we have to really consider this and really kind of break it down when you're thinking, like, I'm skinny and I have my problems. Yes, but that doesn't, but there is still privileges. So you can do both. You can empower yourself and you can also acknowledge your privilege. And you can also acknowledge that some people need a space to be celebrated because in the mainstream media, they are not celebrated. So
thank you. That's my problem with that question. I understand that there is, there is a problem. Or, like, people, there is such a thing as skinny shaming.
Right.
I understand that there is such a thing as skinny shaming.
Right.
But give me my space to enjoy Lori on Instagram as a plus size. Fucking it up as a plus size model. You feel me? Like, give me that space, because we don't have that space all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Feel me? Thank you.
Sorry. That was
all
my
skinny
problem
bitches want to get thick anyway. Take it from me.
But Shayla, how do you feel about this? Because I know for a fact, like, you've told me before, obviously, you just raised your hand when you were like, yeah, I do the same shit about, trying to get people skinny shaming you, or like you trying to gain weight or whatever the case is. Talk about that.
I think for me, when I was younger, I was so skinny, and I just gained weight when I went to college. And people always tell me that I just look healthy. But then when I really... Like, I'll go to work and people will be, I'll tell them I'm cold. And people are like, well, why don't you eat a cheeseburger? I'm like, okay, but I also have anemia too, ma. Like, that's why I'm cold.
Right.
But, it's always just, I look at pictures of myself from before and I don't know. I feel like I filled up a lot. So I'm not that mad anymore. But when I was skinny, it was like everyone was calling me, my brother used to call me a skeleton. Like, not even Shayla,
Right.
So it's annoying, but. My mom was very skinny when she was younger, and she's gained a lot of weight. So I hear her talk and I just feel like that's inappropriate. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I understand. I've never been anywhere near overweight. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to go to the doctors and get a physical, and she would be like, if you don't gain weight, like, we're sending you to go. Like, we think something's wrong with you.
Oh, shit.
And that was scary. I was like 14, 15, and I was the same weight till I was 22.
How do you feel?
And I try to gain 4 pounds a year and I can't.
How do you feel about the spaces of, like, this question, like, how do you feel about spaces where, like, plus size women are welcomed and
are celebrated?
I think that that's beautiful, because I have a lot of friends like that. All my friends are thick.
True.
I'm just kidding. I love it, and I think that I've seen a lot of my friends that are significantly overweight since they were young break down because of that. And they're great people. They have great personalities. They could have confidence on a beam, but literally break down, tear down, cry everything just because that's everybody's go-to.
Right.
You know? And like Bree just said, if you put it in perspective, that's majority. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's majority. But all you see is Bella Hadid and Kendall Jenner. And I'm sick.
Right.
You know? It makes me sick.
Facts.
Because now I feel like, damn, I need to get rid of this baby gut. No, I don't.
You're fine.
You know what I'm saying?
You're lovely.
I'm lit.
You are lit.
You too.
To get back to that question, though, I want to say that a lot of my followers, like, I want them to understand, and people who are listening, that just because I'm promoting body positivity and plus size women does not mean that I'm downing skinny women. I want all women to flourish. I want all women to love themselves. So I get this question so many times, but I'm going to keep saying that. I'm not downing anyone. I'm just promoting plus size women.
Yeah. I think every time there's something.
You know what
something...
this reminds me of? Yes, sorry. I got to interrupt.
No, you're good.
I'm about to escape. This reminds me of people and Black Lives Matter.
Right.
I was just going to say.
Yes, you were going to say that?
Yo.
Whenever there's something,
like,
people want it to be their
matter,
thing too.
And they're like, oh, no, but white lives matter, too. I understand. We all of them do, baby.
I'm just trying to have this be my thing right now,
Can
though.
Can I just flourish real quick over here? Right. Like, just give me a second.
It's the exact same thing. And I said that to that guy. He's like, oh, but you're white, so you can't say that. I'm Hispanic, so right. I mean, I can say whatever I want, but that's what I was trying to explain. I'm like, it's not all bodies matter right now. It's
right.
Plus some bodies matter.
Yeah. Right, right.
Because we're often told that they don't. And that needs to just, that needs to be comfortable for everybody. Like, let other people get some that are not getting some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts.
Share the love. We're all
this
fantastic.
This ain't putting down no skinny girls either. I like y'all too.
Right.
Y'all great. Okay.
Right.
I wish I was a thick B.
Dead.
You know what I'm saying?
Next question. It says here, I got three questions for Shayla. Okay. Somebody got questions for you, girl.
Okay. That's good.
But this is, I feel like we could all kind of like,
Of course, chime in. Help
chime
me.
In a little bit. So, do you date guys who are on social media? Quick. Got it. No?
That's a solid no.
You don't date dudes that are on
social media? Don't be looking all crazy like you seen my nigga on social media
True.
Ever.
Facts.
Okay?
Never, number one.
Number
honestly, wow. Yeah, that's
number weird. Two, I think boys, I'm sorry for the guy crowd, but boys that take OD selfies like and you're putting them all over. You could flex with your boys, like you're fit, you know? That's cool. And you could post things that you like, but selfies... Boys that take the selfies and have mad girls under there like that, you can't be my boyfriend. So no.
Okay.
Just not for the thirst. You don't like the cultivating the thirst.
Nah. Because okay. I'm not on there, so you can't really be on there.
Yeah.
Right. That's how I feel.
So you could be on there, but
not be on social media.
You can't be having your little name pop up under all these bitches' pictures and shit.
Next question, number two for Shayla. Do you think shooting your shot through DMs is lame? I'm going to answer this, too. It is not lame. Slide in my DMs.
And we're back.
Slide in my DMs. Ooh. Ooh. How did the other song go? How did the other song go?
Something about...
Slide off my knob.
No. What? You wildin'. No, you were saying something about... hit something. Slide in his DMs. Something about a dick. I don't know.
But anyway.
Send the dick pic.
No. Shooting shots in the DMs isn't lame. What do you think?
Nah, but I really don't like it. So don't like. You got to go in there with a serious face. If you're not going in there with a serious face. Right. I'm not fucking with you, but they're closed. I'm on Team Bree right now.
Okay. Mine are open. Holla. Actually, honestly.
Unless you are, the Shiggy. Shiggy like my picture. And Pierre Bourne slid in my DMs one time. But
hey.
He sent me a purple heart and I hate purple. So, sorry.
Ouch. Okay.
Damn. Damn us.
Sorry. We're like, oh.
Nah.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. I think that if you shoot your shot the right way, we with it. Like, if you're funny and you fucking shoot your shot the right way, that shit is lit.
We talk about DMs.
You know, you want them in your DMs.
Honestly,
they always end up in there.
Next question: are you seeing anyone currently, Shayla? And you already said your Instagram.
Anon, just leave your phone number. What's good?
Yeah, they're asking mad questions. Do you want to just move on, Shayla?
You
want to say? Because I know,
Mind your business, nonchalant.
Hey, that's your IG, nonchalant. Yeah. Bam. Okay.
Because it's ladies night.
Okay, I got two more questions and we're wrapping it up.
Oh.
Actually, no, I got three more questions. So, what was your best vacation sexual experience? I know who sent this in because this dude went into my DMs today and was like, yo, what was the best sex you ever had on a vacation? On a vacation, blah, blah. I'm like,
I got my back blown out on a balcony.
Yes.
In a different, not in Massachusetts.
No, what balcony here? Looking over Essex Live.
Looking over the Linway.
The romantic ass McDonald's and shit.
Nah,
not in Massachusetts.
The best sex, I don't know. I had some bomb sex in Miami one time.
Miami's a great place.
I also had some bomb sex in actually, not gonna say that place because I will blow my spot. but I did have some bomb sex in DR with someone from the United States. We just so happened to be there at the same time. And yeah, that was lit. I guess that was it. Okay, next question. Any tips on keeping your sexual hunger at bay besides masturbation when you are single and don't want to have casual sex?
No, suffer. Yeah, that's, you my have life to suffer, is about suffering.
And you just have to not have sex flashbacks. Those are bad. Look at your brain concentrated.
I've been masturbating. I don't give a fuck. Oh,
no, yeah. But that's what she's saying without masturbating.
Yeah, I can't do it without. Yeah. Like, what? That's if like, you don't want to have... So you got to pick one or the other. If you know, if you don't want to have a boyfriend, if you can't, if you don't want to have casual sex...
Some people
sex,
don't masturbate, though, Angela.
I don't understand that. Please masturbate.
Sorry.
Yeah, please normalize
I'm
that,
DJ
people.
Bree on the ones and twos. All the time.
Wait, I just mom. Get it now. I got it. Like, into the DJ.
Come on, son. Some people don't do it. It's weird. But I think you should. You should get a toy. Amber Rose has these slut box things coming out.
Ooh, damn. But she said, some shit, this but. Person said, besides masturbation and you're single yeah, and don't want to have casual sex, I don't know. So like, suffer. So get a boyfriend. If you don't want to have casual sex and you don't want to masturbate, like, what is the other option? Like, what are you going to do? Maybe go do some yoga. That actually might help.
Maybe exercise. Just like, you know, there's people you always have like sex. That flow where they just want to and then don't want to. So maybe they just... That right now they're on there don't want to.
My
you'll
whole
get
life
there, honey.
Is about wanting sex. Honestly, I don't understand people who don't masturbate.
Get yourself a side dude real quick for like. Know.
It can be real easy.
You could have one consistent dude because half of these dudes don't want nothing serious, so it doesn't have to be that casual.
Let me go lay with you and watch a movie.
Well, I guess that's casual, but I don't know, girl. Don't know, get yourself a boyfriend. That's the only other way. On. You don't want to masturbate. You don't want to have casual sex. You need to have a boyfriend if you don't want to have casual sex and you don't want to masturbate. If you want to have sex.
Or a girlfriend.
Or a girlfriend. Bang. Yeah. We are inclusive up in this bitch.
True.
And yeah, that's it. Or I don't know. If you're trying to get rid of masturbation thoughts, I guess, like, then meditate. Go meditate. Do some mindfulness practices.
Meditation yoga. Will help.
Yeah.
Anon, at Corleo.
When she says Anon, she means anonymous. She be doing weird shit like that.
Sorry. DM me so we can have a discussion about your preference against masturbation. We should have a discussion. Own your power. Own your pleasure. Dead. Please and thank you.
Amen. Oh, Lori, before you go, one question for you. You had a bunch, but I know you got to go. It says, for Lorelai, is modeling your full-time job?
No, it's not. I mean, I wish, but I got bills. I work for Mount Sinai as an administrative coordinator. Okay. And my modeling I do on the weekends and after work and on my lunch break and whenever I can. Yes. Wow, lunch girl. Break, after work, before work, anytime that I can get it in.
That's real. Do your thing. So last question for all of us because we're running out of time. Actually, we start. How long we got, Dimitri? 10 minutes left? All right. Lori, if you got to go.
You can ask me one more and then I got to go.
Okay, this will be specific for you, Lori. Let me see. It says, for Lorelai, how does your husband feel about your modeling? Does he get jealous when other men hit on you? Like, how does he react to that?
He doesn't.
Hit him up. Tell him to come through.
He actually laughs. Like, he laughs like when guys like send me funny DMs, like I'll send it to him, or not the dick pics, but like the funny comments. And he really loves it. Like, he shows his friends, like, oh, this is my wife. Like, he appreciates it. He knows that it makes money, so he loves that even more. You know, I've been in very controlling relationships, and I've always wanted to do this, and I never had the opportunity. So being with my husband, who's the opposite of controlling and very free and lets me do whatever I want, is the reason why my career is flourishing.
Yes. Fuck it up.
If you will let me be free and laugh at people, slide it in my DMs, holla at me so we can get married.
You can hit it. That's lovely.
That was so lovely. All right. Lori, it was so nice having you. Tell them one more time. Thank you for taking the time out to be on my show and for, you know, exchanging this energy with us. Can you tell them one more time your Instagram so people can
see? My Instagram is Lorelai, Lorelyee.
Oh, my God. You know what we forgot? I forgot to drop the random codes. Drop a couple right now. We still got 5 more minutes. So
speaking of masturbation, I got you right now. There's an amazing company called Adam and Eve.
Oh,
they sell toys and lingerie.
You have an Adam and Eve?
Do you know Adam and Eve?
Yes.
Wait, you said 50%, Lori?
I'm a hornball. What are we talking
about?
Lori,
50?
50%.
Oh my god.
I need to replace my Hitachi so bad. All right, everybody.
Look at that.
Everybody hush. Okay, Lori, I need this code.
Signs are great.
All right. The code for that is Laura. L-O-R-A.
L-O-R-A.
Easy enough.
I like
Laura.
That.
50% off.
50% off. On Adam and Eve. That's sex toys, everybody, and mad cool stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Ain't none from before. Use this code, baby. Yes,
codes. Give me another code.
All right. We got Capulet. It's beauty. And it's Lorelai. It's just my name. And that's 50% off, too. They sell like a bunch of.
Oh, my gosh.
50%. Cool. I'm going to have to listen back to this episode and write this down. You said the Fashion Nova in the beginning of the episode. You just gave an Adam and Eve one. Capulet. You just gave Capulet. And last one before you go.
All right. GS Love Me. They have from size smalls all the way to 5X. They're one of my favorites. What? And it's Hot Lorelai. HOTLORALYEE. And that's 30% off.
Girl. What they got clothes, you said? Small through 5X?
Clothes, shoes, all the way from size small to 5X.
They got that's big beautiful. Size feet. I got big feet. They got 11.
Yeah, two actually. They have big. Bitch. They have everything. I love that store, and it's so 11. Affordable.
Damole.
Lorelai the plug.
Damole. 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 Okay, Lori, thank you so much.
Bye, lady.
Bye, sister. Bye.
Take care. Bye, girl.
Keep doing your thing.
Okay.
So, and then there were three.
Lori is so lit, so lit, so lit, so lit.
Oh, the plug.
The plug.
Came
okay.
Real fast.
One question that says, Ange, what are your thoughts on 6ix9ine? I don't even know how to say his name. 69 or whatever. It's the guy with the rainbow hair.
It's the pedophile.
I don't really know much about him, okay? I don't know, like, his music like that. I know that he has, like, what he considers hits and what some other people consider hits. And it's like on the top, apparently it's like on the Billboard Top 100. And like, it's a, like, he got some songs out there.
I don't know her.
But this person, 69 or 6ix9ine, however you say his name. I do know that I got to give the shout out. I saw it on Twitter last night. I'm not going to lie. He was handing out, but I don't like it that he was like putting it on Instagram like that. Cause like he's doing charity for the gram. But he was giving out $100 bills to my peoples in DR in the Campo, like mad.
Oh,
Like handing, like physically, like to the kids were running down the block and you could see it's the Campo in DR. And he was just like $100 bills to every kid, to the parents, like old people, like just giving it to them. And people were running up to him and he was handing them out. So I got to give you a shout out for that.
Cause
he's
those involved
my people.
With too much nonsense.
But
me
I don't know. I don't know about him enough to have an opinion on his character.
I don't know anything about his music. I don't know anything about that dude except his hair is ridiculous and he has tattoos all over his face. I don't know anything about that dude except I know him and his crew were dealing with a 13-year-old girl. I don't bang with 13? Pedophiles.
13?
Like, that's barely a teenager. That's just slightly post-pubescent.
That's after 12.
So, right. Yeah, so you're a pedophile, so I don't bang with you. I don't care about your music. But if you,
I didn't know that.
Right, but if you want to cover up your terrible misdeeds with children,
next one, Brie. I mean, and
but if you want to cover up your misdeeds by giving out money, I'm cool with that. I think other people should profit off you being a terrible person.
Oh my god, I didn't know that. Thanks for the $100 bills and the campo.
Right,
but
that's very kind. I'm happy that they're gonna profit off of it.
I didn't know that. Okay, next question. Wow, that was really, that was a lot.
Right?
I didn't know that. He's hooked. That's really, wow. Okay, next question. This is the last question. It says, I try to keep it to an hour because I feel like, I don't know, maybe y'all could give me some feedback. Go on Twitter and let me know. Do you think these episodes are long enough? Do you think that these episodes should be longer? Like in the beginning, they used to be like 30 minutes long, bang. And then people were telling me, no, make it longer. Real podcasts are like an hour, blah, blah, blah. So now, you know, we range 50 minutes to an hour. But let me know. Go on Twitter. Use the hashtag AngeCode or at me on Instagram or wherever. And let me know. You think that the 50 minutes to an hour is Gucci? You think it should be on some Bodega Boy shit? Their shit be an hour and 48 minutes. But they got their own show on Vice, though. Maybe I got to talk for 2 hours. Shit. Maybe I got to talk for 2 hours. But yeah, let me know. If I should be longer or whatever. But the last question for now, maybe we'll do another one. I don't know. I'm feeling talkative. It says, lately you've been tweeting about being mentally in a better space. You even mentioned you've been having less anxiety attacks. What have you been doing? Yeah, I did say that on Twitter. Again, Twitter's where like I be just saying shit, like saying everything that's on my mind. So like people on Instagram and like Facebook, they don't be knowing that I have like anxiety like that. A lot of people don't know that. But unless like you're listening to this shit, I think I've mentioned it once or twice before. But yeah, I've been in a very, in a way, healthier place mentally. It started in December when I went on break from my full-time job. And I started reading this book. It's called The Practical Guide to Mindfulness. And it's on Amazon. It's mad cheap. It's like $3. You could get it like an ebook. And it just says like basic ass shit that everybody should know, like common sense, like shit that should be common sense, but is honestly not, about mindfulness and like practicing meditation, journaling, and like the benefits that it brings to your spirit and like your body and your mind. So I started with that, The Practical Guide to Mindfulness, and then I started journaling, and I started just doing shit that made me happy and like letting go of things. Like, I don't know, I used to like feel some type of way sometimes, and I would just like, now I let emotions come and go. Before, they used to just come and stay there for a long time. And I also, one thing that honestly sounds corny but really changed my life is The Secret, that movie. It's a documentary. It got like scientists and shit on it. It got like people talking about the law of attraction and just like speaking things into existence. That. Yeah, you should watch that shit. Yeah. It's good. It's also a book. I haven't read the book, but I really want to read the book. But yeah, it's called The Secret. It's on Netflix, so if y'all want to watch it, the video clips are a little bit dramatic for me, but it gets the point across. Like, it's basically a bunch of like scientists and like, and people who've just been successful in life talking about the law of attraction and that it's real. So I started believing in the law of attraction, and I also started getting into crystal healing.
Yes, girl.
Yeah. Crystals. Yeah. I started getting into crystal healing and like energies and shit like that, and just letting go of shit. And that's kind of where I'm at now. Right now I'm like in a crystal healing phase. Where I just ordered some. I got some online.
What kind?
I got the citrine that I wanted. I got this little bag. I got the quartz, the rose quartz.
Perfect. Heal that higher heart chakra.
Yes, I'm on my chakra shit.
Nice.
I got a little bag of them. It's a bag specifically that it meant for like cancers. Yeah, I'll send you the website. Actually, I'll tell you, it's energymuse.com. So if y'all want to learn about crystal healing, you can go on energymuse.com. I got really into it, and it brings me a lot of positive vibes. And I'm just on some other shit now, like just letting shit go. Yeah, on my other shit. Y'all got any practices that y'all take part, like self-care or something that y'all want to tell people?
That's how I got. I do yoga and get my nails done.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck people.
You do yoga?
Yeah, in my room. I be fucking it up in there.
Yes, bitch.
Yeah, my school does yoga, too. Wow. All the old ladies be in there fucking it up.
Hey. Yeah. Bree, what about you?
Lately, so I'm a water person, so whenever I feel
Yes.
Anytime I'm even slightly off balance, there's I live in Brockton, so I go to Quincy, I go to Wollaston, it's just an easy beach to go to. I just park there, I smell the water, like ocean water is something that really heals me. So I prioritize it. Like, you need to prioritize self-care the way that you brush your teeth, the way that you're making sure that you're exercising. Like, self-care and taking care of your heart and taking care of your soul is so key to living like your best, your fullest life. So I prioritize my time with water the way I prioritize other things in my life. And then there's also a park in Brockton that has this body of water, and there's a bunch of like birds and things like that. And so I try to go on daily walks there.
Yeah.
Just like as a, like, I'm a spiritual
person.
Wait,
Brie, can you move over? Like, now that we don't got to look at the screen.
Oh, true.
To look at Lori, I want to see your face, bro. Like, okay, thanks.
Okay, hi. So I make sure that I go on walks there pretty much every day at this point. I feel like I'm off balance when I'm not in nature. And I think that anybody who has kind of issues in terms of, like, anxiety with depression, just kind of you can lean on nature to help heal you. Like, yeah. I know what that sounds like. I know that sounds ridiculous, but like, really just believe that living things in this world are meant, like, everything is conspiring to make to give you your best life, you know, and everything that is alive wants you to be happy. So just go out into the world, be near the trees, be near flowers.
These yeah, things it sounds hippie to- as fuck, but it's honestly but it's real.
Like, it's I feel so weird that I haven't gone to Amherst, like, since October. I feel so, like,
Amherst
not myself.
Is where we went to college. It's in the middle of nowhere.
UMass Amherst with the trees and the bees. Yeah. Minding your business.
Cows and shit. Cows on the side of the road. You know, horses on the side
of the road.
And I just
need to hear, like, waterfall, like, you know, yes. all that shit. So yeah. I'm excited.
That's yeah. real. Back, you know, like when it comes to what when Bree was talking about water, that's another thing. People think I'm so weird. I will pull up to the beach near my crib mm-hmm. and I yeah, will just sit there for yep. hours, okay. yo.
You do that? Chill. I'm going to tell you when I do that.
I be doing that?
Wow. I visit that Lynn Beach
all the time.
I was at the beach today. I literally went today. Yeah. And one thing that I do, I don't know if everybody else is in this. This is water. Really not about self-care, but water. I make sure that whenever I go to the beach, I go and I try to pick up like a couple pieces of trash. And then I throw them away. And for some reason, it kind of feels like an energetic exchange that I'm doing from this space that's giving me back something.
That's cool.
So it's like giving back to the earth for healing me.
That's so cool.
So yeah. I did that today.
Never thought of that.
So that's like that's a little thing of mine. And I do a lot of relaxing salt baths. I think that's it's supposed to be helpful for releasing negative energy and kind of transmuting negative energy that you've collected into your energetic body. You do it for 10 minutes, no more than that. Just do it regularly. That was something that I'd really suggest.
Bitches better take notes.
Yes, sure like one of these days, we just really need to have a talk. Everybody, we just need to have a discussion about this earth.
Brianna needs one entire episode to talk about earth and spiritual
things. Oh my
god,
let's do this.
An
also,
entire
this
spiritual
moon,
episode.
This blue moon that's about to hit us on Saturday in Libra.
She just goes on to another level, and then that's when I check out. Bye.
Libras everybody cool. thinks I'm crazy.
You no, but crazy. Honestly, no, I thought you was real. Cooked. Brie, you know I thought you was cooked, people and now I'm crazy. On her shit. I'm on some crystal healing. Real. I sound like a nut. People be like, why you got this big
but if
ass
it's
crystal?
For your soul,
like,
fuck you.
Nah, but that should be working. But anyway, that's it. That's and it's called episode 21. 21.
Ladies night.
Ladies night. We had our ladies in the building, but we inclusive up in here. So, you know, gentlemen, if you got some shit to say about what we said, because I know you got some shit to say, use the hashtag Ange Code on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever you want, or slide up in my DMs if you know you have the right intention, if you got some good energy. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @AngeCode_. And make sure you follow Brie and Shayla. Shayla, tell them where to hit you up on. Actually, nah. Don't slide in her DMs. Don't slide in Brianna's DMs.
No.
Follow them. Hello. Get that clout.
SHEYLANT.
Gang.
Boom.
Coralael. CoraLael.
That's follow which me. One? Twitter or Instagram?
Because
they're
Twitter.
Different.
And then it's on Instagram. Because
they're different. And they shouldn't be gone.
She just told you she's two different people.
I did tell you. Oh my God. Gosh. You just told me listen to me.
Sorry,
anyway,
I'm a little smack.
So Instagram, Brie, B-R-Y _LAEL.
And follow you want to know something? Somebody had the gut. You know what? I need to say this before we go.
All right.
Somebody had the audacity to ask again. They said, where's it at? Would you eat a man's ass? If you listened three episodes ago.
I hated everybody's answer for that. I hated all of it.
I got to say something, though. I kind of changed my mind.
Oh, good.
Because honestly, okay, so what I did that I realized that I did and I forgot about when we were talking is one time I was having like, I was having sex with somebody and he just like, I accidentally
you finagled.
No, like my hand. It was just like my hand. Like it just happened where like that area was stimulated for a second, and he bugged out.
I don't think that they like it.
No, they do.
No. He bugged out in a good way. Like you know what?
Yeah.
You know the Netflix.
Wait, shut up. Bree said animal noises.
You're making wild noises.
I'm out of my mind right now.
No. There's a Netflix. If y'all seen this, it's a comedy. He put his legs up like all the way. And he's like talking about like when they lick the gooch. But it wasn't the gooch. It was actually, I didn't go and like put my tongue in his ass. But it was like, I did use my hand. I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
And it happened. And he was really losing his shit.
Nah, dude. Please do this for yourself. Anybody who has sex with men.
I don't do that often. No, I'm not putting my hand in your butt. Sorry.
Anybody who has sex with men, just just let I was make really sure they're okay too. With it, but use that one finger while you're sucking them off. It's a game changer. Wow. Also be prepared because it's gonna, you know what, we're not gonna do that right now, but you know what, how I feel about people who don't do ass play, you know those the memes, the SpongeBob memes where it's like the
also the you Krusty don't do ass play
and the chum bucket come except on, no, you're not even either of those things. You're at Winnie Hut Jr. You're at Weenie Hut Jr. If bitch. You don't eat ass, if you don't bitch. Play with the ass, you're at Winnie Hut Jr. Yay.
Do you
don't
remember
be talking
Weenie
about
Hut
you're a freak,
Jr.
nothing. No.
SpongeBob.
That's
Bam.
Right, Brie.
You're not a freak. There's levels to this shit, Winnie.
Wow.
Weenie.
Stay in your lane, Weenie.
Nah, I'm not gonna put I don't know. I remembered that did happen. I was a hypocrite on that last episode because I was bugging out. But the reason I forgot is because I was really, really, really drunk when that happened.
Oh.
So maybe if I'm really, really drunk again and it's with the right dude, you know, we trust each other and shit, then I might
trust
my
each
hand
other. These niggas don't
to
trust you.
Be-
Future told them to put the thumb in the butt.
Hey, really?
Who's Future? I'm gonna put my thumb in a butt.
And on that note,
they're doing it regardless.
Okay, bye. Love
21.
You.
21.
Weenies.
Weenies. This is Ange Code.
It's Ange Code.